Hello and welcome to the Personal Development School podcast. I'm your host, Thais Gibson, and I create regular podcast episodes to teach you about your relationships, attachment style, and the subconscious mind. My goal of this podcast is to give you tools and awareness you need to thrive in your relationships, feel deeply connected, and find harmony and fulfillment in your relationships and personal life. So I hope you tune in here with me each and every week. This is the third cognitive distortion that we are going to talk about today that can produce anxiety. So this is called all or nothing thinking. And all or nothing thinking is when we start to look at things in only black and white, and we omit all the gray areas of an issue or problem. And this can cause a tremendous amount of anxiety because we're basically in a space where we can often add insult to injury around a problem. And we know that so much of anxiety is about the buildup of seemingly unresolved problems in the subconscious mind that create emotional residue. And that anxiety is there to put us into fight or flight, to be like, hey, solve the problems, because we don't like to feel as if there are these unresolved problems. It feels like it impedes on survival to the subconscious mind, which is very survival oriented. So what we want to do with this is that we want to notice when we start black and white thinking, and we want to create some solutions. I'm going to tell you how to do that. So first and foremost, a couple examples of this are things like when somebody does something where they go, I'm not going to drink alcohol for a month, and then they drink on day 14 or whatever. And then they go, I might as well just keep on drinking. Or sometimes I see this with people who are trying to eat very healthily. It's like, I'm going to be a really clean eater. And then the moment they eat one thing that breaks their clean eating, they'll go, oh my gosh, I ate a muffin at breakfast. I might as well just eat junk food for the rest of the day. And we get into this all or nothing thinking. And the problem with this is that these are often very self-defeating patterns, if not almost self-punishing patterns underneath the surface. It's like, oh, I screwed up, so I might as well just punish myself more or hurt myself more with this bad food or the more alcohol or whatever it might be. Sometimes I see people doing this in the form of yelling. I was trying to be kind to somebody or to my partner, and I yelled, and now I might as well just keep yelling. Like, who cares? And we keep holding ourselves at a lower standard than we'd actually like. And again, this just creates this buildup of problems in the subconscious, and we start feeling helpless towards ourselves. And these feelings of helplessness are going to produce a lot more anxiety because we feel like we can't win against our own behavior. So we can do this with ourselves in our own behavior, or we can also exercise black and white thinking with other people's behavior. So let's say, for example, somebody you love, somebody you're in a caring relationship with, maybe romantic, maybe friendship, maybe family relationship. Let's say they make a mistake. They screw something up. They forget to pick you up on time. They forget to call, whatever it might be. You might start thinking things like, they made this mistake once, and now I can never trust them with anything ever again. And this type of thinking, this type of black and white thinking about they did one thing and so now it's all black or all white, I can either trust them 100% or I can't trust them at all. These types of black and white thinking will do a lot at pushing people away in our lives, making us put up walls, protect ourselves. And when we're in this state of mind, we are in fight or flight mode, then this will be a tremendous producer of anxious feelings.
I just wanted to jump in here and let you know that we are doing a 14-day free trial, which means you get access to the Personal Development School and everything we have going on the other side for free for 14 days. That means you get access to the 4 live webinars I do every single week. You can come in, you can ask me questions with your camera on, we can chat. You can leave your camera off if you prefer, or type your questions in the chat. There's lots of opportunity to get your questions answered. And on top of that, you get access to all of our different courses. We have over 55 different courses on relationships, communication, boundaries, emotional mastery, guilt and shame, learning your needs, so many different facets that are really important to master our lives and feel really good about our lives going forward. And last but not least, there's also community elements in there. So there's a daily community event, whether it's practicing communication or doing a guided morning routine or a guided reprogramming exercise. We have trained facilitators and coaches who are in there doing that work, showing up to support you on your journey every single day. So I would love to see you on the other side. There's lots of exciting stuff in there. And we have had a 99.7% NPS score, which means we have literally that many people who report being really successful at PDS and wanting to recommend this to others. And it was all done anonymously. So I felt really honored that everybody shared that. So thank you to those of you who did. But yeah, please join me on the other side. Come check it out. See if it's a fit for you. I'd love to see you there.
So here is your solution for this. When you catch yourself doing this, try to just notice it first. And you can even start now and reflect on it and look at in which areas of life you tend to do this. Career, maybe you don't get a job on your first interview and you tell yourself, I'm never gonna get an interview. Finances, maybe you spend a little too much money one day and you're like, screw it, I've been trying to save, but who cares? You know, these things, these create, even though in the moment you think, oh, it's no big deal, or you just, you know, throw caution to the wind, afterwards, these are just embedding problems in your subconscious that will build up, that will create those anxiety, those outputs of anxiety chronically, if anything, to let you know, oh my gosh, all these feelings and things we're experiencing, we feel helpless to our own behavior and we feel out of control and we feel like there's all these problems that still are not properly solved. So we want to be really accountable and notice these things. So once we notice these things in the different seven areas of life, career, financial, mental, emotional, spiritual, physical relationships, and relationships can be friends, family, or romantic relationships. We want to assess, okay, you know, these stories that I'm telling myself about myself, you know, I can't save money, or I can't get ahead in my career, or I can't get a job, or I can't, are they really valid? Are they really true? Because often the mind creates these elaborate fabrications and assumptions, and these assumptions produce a lot of pain. And anxiety has so much to do with our assumptions being based on fearful worst case potential outcomes. So once we've questioned these stories and we've really brought our conscious awareness to our subconscious mind's fabrications, then we want to ask yourself, you know, if it's about other people, you want to ask yourself, have I ever made this mistake that I'm judging and fearing in other people? Could you improve? And also take yourself out of black and white thinking towards yourself. And in order to do this, you want to be gentle towards yourself when you go into black and white mode. So if it's, I just broke my clean eating, I'm going to just throw caution to the wind and binge eat a whole bunch of junk food. Remember, you know, that doesn't feel good for you long-term. That hurts you. Instead of trying to repress and control your behaviors, notice that you're black and white thinking and ask yourself, how can I adopt a better middle ground here? What's one step I could take to move more gently in a positive direction so that I'm solution oriented instead of constantly focusing on and thus feeding the problem? And we might want to start with forgiveness here. Hey, I made a mistake. It's okay. Things are going to happen. I'm a human being. This is what happens in human beings' lives. And let me just be gentle and try to just salvage what I have left for the rest of the day or the rest of the week or in this relationship or whatever the situation might be. Be gentle, forgive yourself, and then salvage what you can. And even though it might just feel like half a day doesn't make up for what you did earlier in the day, if you keep working on that over time, that'll be, you know, over the course of a year, maybe that's 200 half days that you salvage. And that's like 100 full days that you salvage. And these things add up over time and create a tremendous difference. The little consistent decisions we make often have a greater impact over the large singular decisions we make through the chapters of our lives. So we want to get into the habit of being gentle towards ourselves, forgiving of ourselves, trying to see where we can be forgiving of other people and not falling into that black and white thinking set of categories.